Welcome to Morning Prayer, produced 5 days a week by the Diocese of Worcester, in collaboration with WTAG. I'm David Evans, your host this week from Second Church of Christ, Scientist, Worcester. Probably each of us has at least once, and maybe more than once, found ourselves stuck in some situation that seemed inescapable. Every possible solution appears to be blocked or unworkable. But we've been seeing on Morning Prayer this week that the power of good is actually present to help us, even in such situations. Here's another biblical example. Revelation, the last book of the Bible, depicts a woman ready to give birth. But a great red dragon, symbolic of all the evil you can imagine, is right there waiting to devour her child as soon as it's born. But the woman is protected. Her child is safe, caught up unto God, as the Bible puts it. And the spiritual forces of good defeat the dragon and toss him and his forces of evil out. This is often seen as referring to some far-off occasion on which good overcomes evil. But there's nothing wrong with seeing it as pertaining to our lives today. There may be something really great and good ready to be done, but there just doesn't seem any way to do it. Some dragon is making us think it's impossible. But we can align ourselves with the always present and active power of good to overcome anything that stands in the way of progress. It's not human ingenuity that defeats evil and gets us out of a tough situation. Understanding and aligning our thoughts and actions with the power of good gets the job done, benefiting not just us, but others as well. May we all feel and see that power at work. Amen.